So, Easter, when you think of Easter, what comes to mind? What do you think of? Is it Easter flowers? Is it Easter bunnies? Is it Easter chicks? Is it Easter puppies? No, Easter lambs? It's none of those things, is it? Easter is really all about Easter eggs, isn't it? It's a fixation. You know, I came in this morning, someone said, have you had your chocolate yet? What do all these things have in common? What do they have in common? Well, new life. But they point to something much deeper, more profound. And that's what we're thinking about this weekend, the case for Easter. Because Easter is really all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. His death on Good Friday was not an accident. He died in our place so that we could be forgiven. That's why it's called Good Friday and not Bad Friday. He died in our place. He was laid in the tomb. He was dead. He was laid in the tomb and his friends were very sad. Very sad. And I read it from Matthew 28, verse 1. At dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look in the tomb. And what did they see? They saw an angel. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning. His clothes were white as snow. They were terrified. But the angel said, don't be afraid, for I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He's risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. And so they went in and saw. And then the angel said, go quickly and tell his disciples he's risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Well, the women did tell the disciples, because they went on to Galilee. The 11 went to Galilee, it says a little bit later, verse 7, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go, and when they saw him, they worshipped him. It says some doubted, but they worshipped him. They couldn't believe it. Jesus was alive. And we're here today because they told others that Jesus had died for them, that Jesus was alive. Jesus transformed the lives of his friends. Think about Mary. What was Mary like before the resurrection? She wept. She was afraid. But her sadness was turned to joy when she met Jesus. I have seen the Lord. That was her story, her testimony. I have seen the Lord. What about Peter? Peter disowned Jesus. He said, I don't even know the man. He felt really, really guilty. But he went to Galilee too. He went to Galilee too. And Jesus took Peter aside. He got special treatment. Jesus said, Peter, do you truly love me? Three times to wipe out the three denials. Peter's sin was forgiven. And what about Thomas? Thomas was doing something else on the Sunday, but so he missed the coming of Jesus. He doubted. He said, I'm not going to believe you unless I see the nail marks in his hands and the wound in his side. Unless I see it myself, I'm not going to believe you. And Jesus gave Thomas that opportunity. My Lord and my God, said Thomas. Thomas worshipped Jesus. See the transformation, the before and the after. But Jesus had a message for Thomas. He said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. It was important for the apostles to see Jesus so that they would have eyewitness testimony to share. But Jesus is talking about you and me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed the testimony of those who had. Their lives were changed because Jesus was alive and ours can too. Their fears were relieved. Their doubts were removed. Their sins were forgiven. Eternal life assured. And a new purpose for living. A new purpose for living. But what about you? You're here today. Did you come on your own? Did you come with your family? Did you come voluntarily? Or did you come reluctantly? Maybe you identify with Mary. You're sad. You're sad. You're afraid of death. What's going to happen in the future? Maybe you feel like Peter, who was guilty. Maybe there's a deep sense of guilt and shame in your heart. Maybe, like Thomas, you just doubt. You're not sure what to believe. Well, we welcome questions. And it's good to ask questions, but it's more important that you find the answers to your questions. And the answers are there in the Bible. And the answers are available through our Alpha course, which starts Thursday, 1st of May, and the course is for you. If you identify with Mary, with Peter, or maybe with Thomas, bring your questions. You don't have to sing, you don't have to pray, you don't have to ask anything, you don't have to say anything. Just come, enjoy a meal, and watch some videos, and have your questions answered. But if you are sure, and you want to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you may like to say these words with me silently. Lord Jesus, I believe you died and rose again. Thank you for dying in my place to take away my sin. Thank you for giving me the gift of eternal life. Thank you for wanting me to be your friend. Help me to know you better and to serve you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer for the first time, tell somebody before you leave today, because we'd love to give you some literature to help you grow. And we've got some other courses coming up on Thursday, the 1st of May, about 7 or 8 week series. We've got the Alpha course, which is designed for those who want to know more about Jesus and want to have their questions answered. Discipleship Explored looks in more detail at what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And Talk the Word is all about understanding the Bible and making sense of God's Word. We invite you to sign up either online, on the website, or using the forms which are at the back. But Jesus told his friends, go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I'll be with you always, to the very end of the age. You see, Jesus told his friends, go and tell others what you've seen. Go and make me more friends. And he called them disciples. We don't often use that word, disciple, but it means a learner. It means a follower of Jesus. And that's what a believer in Jesus is. It's not a static belief. It's a journey of faith. And he called us to follow him. And he called us to invite others to follow him. And if you're a follower of Jesus, you're a member of his family. A member of his family. We call it the church, but it's the family of Jesus. I know you know in your family, you celebrate birthdays, you celebrate anniversaries, and we do too. We celebrate the birth of Jesus at Christmas, but we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus at Easter. And in many churches, they use today for baptisms, for confirmations, for a renewal of our love for Jesus and our commitment to him. And that's what we do on Easter Sunday. We have what's called a membership scheme, and it's in the seats in front of you, or it was on the seat when you came in. And what our membership commitment gives us an opportunity to renew our commitment to Jesus. It summarizes what it means to be a follower of Jesus, his disciple. It's a summary of all that Jesus taught. When he said, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, that's what we do through our membership scheme. And I'm going to read through the wording, and again, you may like to use this silently as a way of renewing your commitment to Jesus and to his family here at Christ Church. By God's grace and with the help of the Holy Spirit, I will endeavor to follow the example of Christ in home and daily life and to bear personal witness to him. To be regular in private prayer, day by day. To read the Bible carefully. To come to church every Sunday. To receive Holy Communion faithfully and regularly. to give personal service to the church, neighbours and community, to give money to the work of the parish and diocese and for the work of the church at home and overseas, to uphold the standard of marriage entrusted by Christ to his church, and to care that children are brought up to love and serve the Lord. By God's grace, this is my desire for the coming year. In Jesus' name, amen. If that expresses your desire, then praise God. Keep a copy of the membership scheme inside your Bible and renew it regularly. Or maybe you'd like to sign it and put it in the collection plate if you want, as an indication of your desire to be known as a member of our church. It reminds us of our anniversary and encourages us to be faithful to Jesus in the year ahead. And this isn't our scheme. We didn't dream it up. It's the Anglican membership scheme. It was written in the 1950s, and it was commended by the archbishops to every diocese. And so we're being really faithful to our roots as an Anglican church. And during May and June, on Sunday mornings, we're going to be working our way through each of those sentences to understand what the Bible has to say about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And we look forward to sharing those with you. Go and make disciples, said Jesus. Let's do it this coming week, because we follow a risen Lord and Savior. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.